it's here and now.
Right now, I'm focused on trying to learn the plays, trying to learn the coverages, the game plan, assignment. I don't have time to really think about history right now.
That is Jason Collins, who did make history last night. He's the only openly gay player on a major men's professional team, professional sports team in the U.S. He is 35. He's a 7-foot center, and he signed a 10-day contract with the Brooklyn Nets and played 11 minutes to help the Nets beat the Lakers in L.A. last night. Kevin Arnovitz covers the NBA for ESPN. He's with us now from KPCC in Pasadena. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you were at the game last night. What was the reaction when Collins stepped out onto the court?
It was actually fairly muted, and there was this parlor game going on early in the evening among media types. What would the reaction be? The L.A. crowd is a lot of showbiz professionals and West Side money, and, you know, the expectation was it would be really nice for a hometown guy like Jason Collins who grew up in Los Angeles. And ultimately, there was a smattering of applause, a couple of standers, but in true L.A. form, many people couldn't be bothered to look up from their phone.
Okay. What is with this 10-day contract, by the way?
What it allows an NBA team to do that has a roster spot is bring a guy on for temporary help. They don't have to commit to him for a long period of time. Maybe there's an injury, a nagging injury for one particular player, and so this allows them to sort of plug a hole. And that's what a 10-day contract does. And a player can have two consecutive ones, but on the third, he has to be signed for the rest of the season, which may very well happen in Brooklyn.
Well, but some may see that and say, oh, well, they're just doing that so that they can be the team that brought on the openly gay player. They don't really have to make any commitment to him. They keep him for 10 days, and that's it.
I don't think that was the case here, and I sincerely mean it. The Nets have a Hall of Famer named Kevin Garnett, who was on the World Championship Boston Celtics. He's older and doesn't play in the second night of back-to-back games, which leaves them with a real hole in the front court. Jason Kidd, the coach who played with Collins when they were players in New Jersey together, you know, wanted a backup big man who could offer that veteran presence. Collins is known as a defensive specialist. He talks on defense, which means he can really be the traffic cop out there. And they wanted just a very specific role. And the truth of the matter is Collins fit the bill. He's a guy who pretty much conforms to that description.
So do you think he'll get another contract after this 10-day contract is up?
I mean, looking at their roster, and not to bore your listeners with the minutiae of the Brooklyn Nets depth chart, I do think he will. It just makes sense for them. He's a locker room guy. He's friends. He's played with many of these players, and it's just a comfortable fit.
Now, this comes, of course, on the heel of the news about Michael Sam, the NFL draft prospect from Missouri, who came out as gay earlier this month and is expected to be the first openly gay person to play in the NFL. He actually tweeted to Jason Collins. He said, "Congratulations to my friend Jason Collins. Excited to see you do work out there. Hashtag courage, hashtag groundbreaking." Is there a bigger story here, Kevin, about openly gay players in professional sports in this country?
I think there largely is. One of the cool things that's happened to observe it is that they're starting to become a fraternity of gay out team athletes. Guys like Michael Sam and Jason Collins tweeting to one another. Collins counts Robbie Rogers of the LA Galaxy, the first openly gay player in the MLS, as a very close friend. And so one of the fears that closeted gay players have is that they're going to be alone out there. There's going to be no support structure. There's going to be no fraternity among athletes, that you're going to be a lone wolf, which can be really uncomfortable in a team sports setting. And so what's happening is I do think there's a domino effect. Once there's a critical mass, there's a community of guys who can relate to one another, who can comfort one another, who can advise one another. It'll make things a lot easier.
Well, why did it take so long? Because we're at a point now where you can be openly gay in the military, you can get married as a gay couple in many states in this country, and yet we're just getting to the point now where you've got an openly gay player in the NBA and perhaps soon in the NFL.
This was a regret today of the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, who said he was thrilled to see this moment but felt, you know, disappointed that it took so long, that sports has been one of the last realms of American life where a gay man could feel comfortable being out and just being who he was. You know, there's all sorts of issues we could discuss, from masculinity to the machismo of sport, and I think all of that is very prominent. But I think we're getting there now. I think the younger generation of players understands this issue and has the vocabulary to deal with it.
Kevin Arnovitz covers the NBA for ESPN. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.